Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Dime Svingen and Donick, 102.5, 106.3. The game broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingen here with you, joined as we are every Monday afternoon by Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. Teron, we heard what Brian Callahan said after the game yesterday, sharing with us the timeline of what's been going on with Will Levis. We heard what he had to say today. How do you feel that the Titans have handled the Will Levis situation in relation to his injury over the past couple of weeks? And if you were in the same position, would you have done anything differently if you were coaching the Titans?
Yeah, I don't really think there's much differently you could do, right? You never really truly know what's up with a player until you actually get in the room and you coach him on the field in practice and in games. So I think it's just a matter of really trying to find a way to get the best evaluation possible. I mean, I get what Brian Callahan's saying. And I think there were some times where, you know, they got out of what they wanted to call and changed things up a bit because of different deficiencies and things like that. So it's a learning process. And I think that's what people really have to understand, that it's just that. And you don't get instant gratification, instant success all the time. And when you do, you take advantage. And in this case, they don't have it.
Teron, the Titans have been leading or tied at halftime in 5 of their 6 games this season, yet have only 1 win. And I know that the second half scoring issues in some way predate Brian Callahan. What are you seeing from this team once they come back from halftime, that whatever good they've done in the first half, they're unable to sustain it?
Yeah, I think they kind of said it today, especially Nick Vinette. He said that, you know, they start to see some things that they didn't really prepare for or expect, and they didn't see in previous film studies. So it's really about making the adjustments to the adjustments, and that's something that is just not exactly happening with success. Brian Callahan explained how they tried to make adjustments to those adjustments. You know, when he talked about how teams started to drop down in the box and go heavy there against the run and give them different coverage packages and things like that. And he mentioned, you know, one of the ones, the adjustments that they did make, right? You know, when they went max protection and they hit Chig Okonkwo for the big game. You know, that's an example of a successful one. But when you watch this team, you're seeing more unsuccessful or lack of adjustments to the adjustments than you are.
We're talking with Teron Davenport discussing the Tennessee Titans and their problems, let's just say that. TD, I know a question was asked about the offensive line and the decision sort of to play Duncan and then go to PT. But did he give a true reason why Watson didn't play? Because I didn't, from the question that I heard, and there may have been a question asked later on in the in the process, but was there any, you know, questions in regards to Watson specifically, why he didn't play, other than you wanted to give other guys who you've already given opportunities an opportunity to play?
Yeah, I still don't really have an understanding for why that happened, right? And it came back to bite him, right? Because Duncan went out 4 games in, and now he's probably not going to be expected to participate this week either. So Yeah, there wasn't really, in my opinion, a true explanation. Now, I will say, like, let's not act like Watson played, you know, lights out. He wasn't, you know, Lane Johnson out there or anything like that. But, I mean, I think when you have the group came together and as a unit, you know, they didn't give up any sacks. I think that's something to build upon. But Watson had his flaws. He had some penalties. You know, there were pressures and things like that. So, and Callahan said during the week that that job wasn't locked down, and he said that, you know, the play wasn't outstanding. And I think you have to look at that, and all of that culminated into, you know, him surprisingly being inactive.
Yeah, and that's the part that I don't understand. It's like it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to allow Jalen Duncan to get the start this week, but to completely make him inactive for a game, knowing that you have problems on that side of the ball anyway, it's still a mystery. I think a mystery to me. I know it is, and I'm sure it's a mystery to a lot of people that have watched the rotation of the right tackle position. But we did see, especially early on, them use the tight ends a lot more. They went into a lot of 2 and 3 tight end personnel. Is this something that was done deliberately? And if so, do you think this is the way they're going to continue to roll with having these tight ends active each and every week?
Yeah, I think they did do it deliberately. And you look at the way that they were working. You had Nick Vinette on the screen. You had Josh Wiley first play of the game, right? He motions across and he runs to the flat and he catches it for a good gain. And these are things that they've done before, and I think it was a good way to kind of get a gauge on how the team was going to – the Bills were going to play them, right, defensively. So, to me, I think that was very intentional. And you look at later in the game when they tried to get back in the mix and get things going again, in the third quarter, they went back to that. So, yeah, it was absolutely intentional. But you're 100% right. I mean, leaving Watson inactive was – knowing the struggles at that position, it was crazy to me, especially considering, like, you know, you had 2 running backs up as opposed to 3. Like, there was an extra roster spot in order to, you know, work with that. You know what I mean? You had Jeudy Lally active, right, and you didn't have Snead. So it's like you had the opportunity to go deeper there, and being as though if there was one position that was – I think is the biggest troubles mark on the roster is the right tackle position. So I would go heavy on that.
Teron Davenport is with us. We're talking Titans as we do every Monday with him. Teron, quick moment of silence for the Mets. I think back through the summer of your weekly visits, and there were times where I don't think you and I could have dreamed that they would get within 2 wins of the World Series. So I'm thankful for the ride. That was a lot of fun, but all good things must come to an end.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, the ride is great. You know, my credit card is breathing a deep sigh of relief because, you know, I was going to bow up and spend that, you know, 14 for the ticket and 3 for the, you know, the flight. And, yeah, man, it's been great, though. Like, it's been great. I haven't been as excited about this Mets team in, you know, almost 10 years, you know. So, yeah, moment of silence, but hey, man, I got my LGM Mets shirt on right now. I walked up to the podium and put my phone there when Callahan was speaking, and he looked at it kind of sideways, and I said, hey, man, you know, this is what it is, man. This is 83, ride or die.
And for the record, Adam, they were 0-5, if that sounds familiar. The Mets were 0-5.
And baseball teams play how many more games than hockey?
They play 162.
So
just
they play
a few more.
80 more games?
Just
okay.
A few more. Don't worry about it.
I just want to be clear about this. And Willie, by the way, is wearing his Mets hat today, Teron. So you are not alone.
It was a legit great comeback. And they were not supposed to be, as they were the year before, expected to be doing this well. So that aside, let's get back to the Titans here. We had this discussion in sort of a macro, Teron, but on the offensive side of the ball, as they try to go through these tough times, you're not sure who's going to play quarterback. You got injury issues there. You've got the veteran wide receivers. You're having trouble making it all fit right now. Who do you think are the leaders on the offense in particular?
Mm, That's a good question. I think, you know, hearing Nick Vanette speak today, I believe that he's one of them. Going by how they come out, right, when they come out as a group, because they don't come out as much individually, you know, groups as they used to. So the receivers don't come out separate. The receivers, O-line, and linebackers, they all come out. Calvin Ridley is the guy who breaks them down. So I would say Ridley is a leader on the team. I think, obviously, your quarterback has to be a leader on the team. And, you know, Levis, to a degree, is that for them. So those are the guys. Cushenberry, I think, is another one. So, I mean, those are the ones that come to mind quickly for me. And that's why I would say offensively.
How would you assess the temperature right now of Ridley and Hopkins, especially as you watch this team play? They clearly have gone to, we've got to run it, and it's going to be a little more too tight end. We're going to throw short. And you've got a quarterback right now in Rudolph that does not quite possess the arm strength to make the deep throws, at least the arm strength with that. So how do you think Hopkins and Ridley are trying to ride through this storm?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I asked Hopkins and Ridley about that, you know. And Ridley, you know, he said he admitted, you know, that this is the most frustrating football experience that he's had. You know, he called it weird. And he just, you know, talked about just keep going to work and trying to work through it, keeping a positive mindset, you know. And that was his main thing. Hopkins, you know, I asked him about, you know, the most adversity he faced on the football field. And, you know, Hopkins being Hopkins, you know, the philosopher that he is, you know, he went into his own personal life. And we all know his story, right, the things that he's gone through and growing up, you know. And he said that, you know, compared to all that, football is fun, you know. And, again, the positive mindset. And that's really the key. You know, I want to take this moment, actually, because, Willie, you played baseball on a high level. Mace, you played football on a high level. How important is it to keep a positive mindset, you know, when you're going through something like this?
I think it's one of the hardest things to do. My experience as a minor league baseball player, when you play, Adams, you pointed out in baseball, you play every day. So you go 0 for 4 three straight days. Which I did, mm-hmm. more than once. That's what really mm-hmm. eats at you. It tests your love of the game. I like to hear DeAndre Hopkins talk about the perspective, right? You want to look forward to coming to work every day. You want to remind yourself that you're getting to do something that you dreamed about doing as a kid. And that's hard to keep that perspective. I think that's a challenge mentally when you're individually struggling mm-hmm. and your team is struggling.
Yeah, listen, you don't, in situations like this, you're appreciative. Happy is never the word. You're appreciative of where you're at and what you're able to do. But also in your appreciation, you can be unhappy with what's going on. I was never happy. If you ask me that question and we're losing, no, I'm not happy. I appreciate where I am because I know where I came from, but I'm not happy because those two things are not relatable. You know, what I'm doing mm-hmm. on the football field and what my upbringing was, what's going on the football field with the team and what my upbringing was are totally two different things. I am appreciative because of my upbringing. I appreciate it. Everybody knows my story. But I'm not happy with what's going on. Now, when you make it seem like you're happy and everything is like, you know, it is what it is, then I'm not sure if that's a look that an organization, because everybody can have that look. There are 10 other guys on that team that can say, you know what, we're losing, but I'm happy because I know where I came from. It's good to understand and appreciate where you came from and appreciate where you're at now. But to be happy, no, I'm not happy. I like what Dick said. Dick said, I'm frustrated. Yeah. I am completely frustrated, and it's okay to be frustrated. We all should be frustrated and angry at some point. I understand, again, where I came from, what happened in my life, but that shouldn't allow me not to be angry and frustrated with what's going on now. That was my thing. So I love Diggs' response. I really did.
Yeah. Yeah, and he, you know, the thing I like is he kept that positive mindset about, you know what, I got a standard that I set for my name, and I got to uphold that, and that's why I'm going to go to work, you know. And I think that was that's the important part about being positive, you know.
Exactly.
And just to be clear, I played nothing at a high level.
Well, you play dad at a high level, man. Come on now.
I don't
take yourself that. Don't do that to yourself. You play dad at a high level.
You know what? You know what? You're right. I played Super Smash Brothers at a very, very high level while Willie was playing baseball and Derek was playing football. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation reporter, I should say, Titans reporter, joining us as he does every Monday. Teron, be proud of your Mets, and we'll talk next week.
Yes, absolutely, man. Free agency starts soon, man. Here we go.
Thank you, Teron. No, I am a high level dad. I will give myself that.
There you
go. You know, Willie played baseball at a high level. Derek played football at a high level, and I played video games at a high level. Though I never became a professional gamer, but I'm happy because I'm here with all of you. And if I had become a professional gamer, I wouldn't be doing this every day. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we had some big college football games in our area over the weekend. We'll discuss those next and the implications specifically of Tennessee's win against Alabama. We'll get to that next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.